Welcome to Two Crazy People Talking, the podcast of no real importance. Again, I'm Sophie, and as always, I'm here with Lauren.
Lauren, what do you want?
So, as we promised last time, I can't say words. That's a good thing to say at the head of a podcast. You can't say words. That's really going to make for some great podcasting.
We're on a roll.
We're talking about
dog nipples.
Yeah, dog nipples, as we promised last time. And
I'm sure that left you all burning with curiosity.
Yeah, so this came when I was petting my female dog, who's a jerk, as you heard last time. And I was going, nipples, 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 because she has so many nipples. It's really ridiculous how many nipples she has. And I mean, I know it's for puppies and such, but we got into this conversation. What would it be like if human women had that many nipples? And just imagine having to have so many layers of bras.
And then having breasts all the way down your stomach.
And when you become old, you know how
breasts, the old lady boobs, they get all saggy and you're like, you have six boobs just waving in the wind.
Yeah, there's just so many boobs. If you can't see what we're doing a really nice little
arm. As an old lady in the real world, it's down to your waist. Yeah. So at that point, they'd be like hanging down to your knees.
Yeah.
So that was a really short-lived conversation.
Well, I don't really... Well, so...
That's our conversation about dog nipples.
We were going to do something next time about our favorite movies. So maybe do you want to do it now?
Yeah, I mean, is kind of your deal.
Well, I haven't seen very many movies. So, basically, when I list my favorite movies, I list movies I've seen.
Fair enough.
Because I don't have anything to compare them to. But I have some genuinely good movies that I really like. But, Lauren, you go first.
I think that I would like for you to go first, because...
Me and everyone else... Well, I really like The Sixth Sense... And so did everyone else.
I have never seen that movie.
It has a really crazy plot twist at the end. Spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert. If you don't want the movie spoiled, you should leave. So the guy finds out he was dead the whole time.
Oh, thank you for...
Yeah.
For ruining spoiler, that for me.
Spoilers ended. Spoilers
I didn't really
ended.
Have the option
spoilers
to leave.
Ended. Well, you, listener, if you didn't leave and you haven't seen the movie, screw you. We just ruined your life.
Okay. Positive language, remember?
I like that movie. I just sort of like all cheesy horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like blood and I like death. Because death is cool. I actually believe that there's nothing to fear because everything you do will always end up in death in the very end. So there's nothing to fear because you're gonna die anyways.
That is really sad.
No.
It's a sad, sad thought. But you know what I think about fear?
No, it's...
I think that fear is a liar.
We aren't talking about fear, damn it. We are talking about movies.
Watch your
movies.
Language. Watch your language.
Oh, whatever. We're an independent podcast, so we can do what we want.
She's getting feisty.
Oh, I always am feisty. I'm like a regal stallion rearing my beautiful head and my short hair. That is a mane.
You're hurt the ears of our non-existent listeners.
Oh, live it. I don't know if that...
What? Live it. Is that our new insult to tell people to shut up?
Live it. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Are you sorry, Sophie?
No, I'm not. I have no regrets. Oh, I know it's a favorite movie of mine.
What?
I really love, not just because it's super gory, but because I like the character basing and the development and just how you go inside all the characters' minds. Well, wait, I have a lot of things that I like. Never mind.
What movie are you talking about with the gory?
Never mind. What is it called? Oh, and also news, I forgot to add this. Yeah, you guys, if you know what I'm talking about in my very vague impersonation of... Like, there's a guy in the movie, and he has a voice. I don't know what I'm trying to say. But it's a good movie. And I also like
that's oh, fun. Are you being a toted goat?
No, I'm not. I'm
I don't think we need to introduce that called. To the world yet.
No, world, hold on to your socks because we're gonna knock them off. I don't know why I said that all like sexy.
Was that sexy?
Yeah.
Oh, if that's the case, then I'm in trouble.
Yeah, it was sexy.
Oh my god.
Choted goats. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, and there's a barbecue in front of us. Yeah.
I wish you guys could see the eye rolling that I am doing right now.
Yeah, I think she rolled her eyes so hard, she's now staring at her brain.
That would be pretty uncomfortable.
No, well, she doesn't really have one. It's more empty socket in her head.
Thank you. Mm. I know you're so nice to me.
No, you can live it. Live it!
You used it again. Awesome. I don't know what that means.
I think it's supposed to be live with it.
Live with it? Uh-huh. That makes more sense.
Not live it! I'm just picturing, like, the Nike ad thingy.
Just do it.
Yeah. Live it! Nike annoys me. I hate all the kids with their, like, little neon outfits and being little corporate mascots with their little swoosh. I don't know what this rant means. I just don't like people.
My sister's boyfriend knows the wife of the guy that started Nike.
Phil Knight?
Yeah.
Huh. My dad grew up in the same town he did. Well, he lives in, I think, in Eugene. Eugene, not Eugene. Pronounce it like you're surprised. Like, Eugene? It's really green there, and there's a lot of Priuses. And
weed.
Yeah.
Wait, lots of weed.
Well, that and Portland.
Yeah, Portland's getting worse now that it... Because it was legal in Eugene first, right?
Yeah, I think so. So, we're 3 hours away from Portland, only it feels much farther, because Portland and here are really different. We're basically in the middle of a desert, and Portland is super green. Not to say that we don't have green, we just have, like, mostly pine trees.
They're evergreens. They're green all year round.
Yeah. So, yeah, I really like the symbolic image of, like, really dark fir trees. Like dark green needles against snow with drops of blood and a wolf howling.
No comment.
You never have comments. Don't read the comments.
What is your thing with blood in the snow?
I find it really beautiful and sort of terrifying and the same thing. Terrifying is that we're just the sort of beautiful surrealist. The contrast, that's the word. Sorry for my brain is a scary place. I actually said this to my mom this morning. I just had this random thought, and it was, if people were cannibals, would legs be like drumsticks, and would children be veal?
And what did your mom say?
She said, yeah.
Oh, she agreed with you. Good.
I said, you don't want to know how that came up. I don't know how it came up, actually. I think it was just, like, pulled from the recesses of my mind.
Like when I almost called you the lady of the night.
Yeah.
It's just out of nowhere.
You know, I have a kind of funny thing that I think added to the scariness of the recesses of my mind. Oh, we're almost out of time. I'll tell you the story next time. And, bye. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Peace.